we can get started with questions for Zots.
Let's just start with maybe your overall thoughts on that game. It seemed like you were defending very well for the most part, but just one gets through, right?
Yeah, like that game looked like it was going to be 0-0 until that one team takes their chance and or goes after a mistake. We had our chance, and we needed to bury that. The whole game would have been different, and that, I think, gave the Cavs a little bit of life, thinking, okay, you know what, maybe they wasted their one chance. And, yeah, it was tough because we battled hard. I think we had the better chances going forward, and yeah, it's a tough one, especially at home, to lose, because I think we deserve something out of that game.
It seems like it's always kind of a physical game against Calgary, but that one in particular seemed to have a bit of an issue. What did you make?
Yeah, no, that was definitely was a tough game. Everyone was battling. Maybe the weather played a factor as well. It was hot out there, so everyone's maybe a little bit off, so then you're getting into tougher challenges. And yeah, I think there's too many yellow cards that were given out, and it changes the game. It also gets everybody frustrated, and then tackles are flying. But yeah, it was a very physical game.
I guess we should compliment you on your run in the Canadian Championships. The next team is Vancouver, but we never get to see it. It's the way that ball bingo dropped. It was road game. Just say one more game and we'll host the final at home for the all the fans that are...
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's something we're all excited about, making it to the semis, playing against an MLS side. That's where you get to showcase your abilities, and I think we've got a good squad. We're super excited to play that game, and I think we'll give them a battle, absolutely. And knowing that if we do go through, we get to host the final, it's a little bit of extra for us that we know we can get through it.
Battle of the great penalty kick takers, because that's how they got through. Just talking to the Nat or the Cavalry coach there, and so now it's your turn. Try and run in regulation.
Yeah, we're gonna do our best, but so far we're 2-0 on pen. So if it has to go to that, I'm still feeling pretty confident in our chances, especially with Nico stepping up big lately.
Obviously, it was a physical match, as we already talked about, but it was a real battle with you and Wilson, as well as the striker for Cavs.
Yeah, Meyer Bevan.
What was going back and forth? What was being said kind of to keep you guys focused between you and Jordan?
Yeah, knowing that, like, Meyer Bevan, he's a clever player. He's trying to get in our heads. He's a scrappy player as well. Sometimes he's got good movement, and you just know you have to battle. You don't want to give him anything, because you see the goal he scored in the Canadian Championship. It was an absolute banger. Give him a little bit of space, and he can punish you. So we just did our best to stay close to him, throw him off his game a little bit, and we just tried to make sure we kept our head and didn't give him anything going forward, because we knew he could punish us. So I think we did quite well on him. Didn't really have much going forward, but in the end it was difficult because we're still giving up a chance, and they scored on that.
And you know, obviously, the Cavs very well from the time there, and you and Nico both came over. How does it change your game plan when you know the other team as well as you do?
Well, yeah, even with Nashi coaching us, he knows their tactics and things like that. So I think there's a lot that we know from them, so we're able to kind of mitigate their strengths. But it's that extra pressure, because now you're playing against your old side. So, and it's also exciting to play against them, because you know you wanna get after them, you wanna battle, you wanna get the win. And I think it's the same thing for them, knowing that some players had gone over. So that's why I think that added to the physical play of the game. And I mean, these games are exciting, they're fun. But it came down to who's gonna bury their one chance, and unfortunately, it wasn't us.
Okay, let's move forward with questions from Zoom. Okay, that concludes that. Okay.
Zero, thank no you, one wants to talk to me. Cool. All right. Thank you. Take care, guys.
Recording stopped. Recording in progress.
Questions in the room for Martin?
You know,
seemed like you guys were able to create a fair few chances, maybe finish it in there today.
Yeah, definitely. I think we got in some great areas. Some of it's decision making, and some of it's finishing. To be fair, and you know, it was one of those games that was fairly even. I think. I mean, I haven't watched it back, obviously, but it seemed fairly even. I thought we maybe edged it on chances, but they finished theirs, and we didn't finish any of ours.
Seemed like quite a physical one, you know, out in the heat and all that. Mm-hmm. What do you make of kind of the intensity of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you got two teams that just don't want to lose, which is great, and I love the fight in our team. You know, we got to learn, being a young team, that you just can't step over the mark, because I think we might have a few suspensions now for next week, which is going to make things difficult because we're a really small squad right now. So, you know, we'll see what that means. But, yeah, I mean, you're going to get that in two teams that want to battle, give everything for 3 points. And, you know, we gave everything today. It's just, in the end, it wasn't enough.
Was the game so intense that you can't sort of turn it off? You know, yellow, yellow, yellow. Even you got one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or you just say, look, we've got to go through this. We've got to finish this, even if the, you know, maybe suspensions will take hold next month or so.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you can't just give up and let them kick at you.
Right? Yeah, I mean, the guys got to battle, and I'm not upset at anything our guys did, to be honest. You know, the game wasn't managed very well in the middle, but you get that, you know, weekly. So. It happens, and you know, we can't worry about that. We just got to worry about ourselves.
Just this game tonight, we saw Lowell Gray play more of a deeper role in the midfield. What did you see out of him today that maybe as a striker you didn't really see?
Yeah, I mean, he got on the ball. He got he had to put in two or three really good crosses, and he has that ability. He's really good technically. I think he gets more joy, more of the ball in that area. And, you know, I'm just really, in a lot of ways, just trying to put my best players on the pitch. And, you know, he's got to do a job there, and he has been. He's doing a really good job, and he created our best chance. He's just needs must, so to speak, right? He's just got to do the job we need him to do. And to be fair, he's had no problems, and he's put his head down and grinding it out and doing some really good things on the pitch.
And you see that maybe foresee him in that role going forward, like once you get Max Ferrari and Michael
Petrasso
back in the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see, right? You know, I'd like to have options, and I don't have a lot of options right now. So it'd be nice to get those guys back just for options and see where the team's at that stage, right? They're going to have to come in and earn their way back in the team, those guys. So, if, you know, if the team's winning, it's harder. But if the team's not, they'll get their chances quicker, right? So, you know, it's a tough pill to swallow, this one today, because I thought we did all the right things, and you know, didn't really give them much, and what we did give them, they took.
Just to build on that last point, your defensive structure today was very, very sound in the first 70 or so minutes, shutting down the Cavs attack. What can you take positive from that to build onto your next game against Halifax?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of games this year we've been sound defensively. We've kept our structure. We've not getting sucked into bad areas, and not giving a lot of chances away, which is really good. And I think we've been creating enough chances to win games. We're just not putting chances away, and sometimes that's a bit of confidence. You know, it's a bit frustrating with some of the really clear chances we have that we don't finish. So it's just something to work on, keep working on those moments in the box. You know, we're you know, athletic and young, and at times with young teams, if things aren't going away, the confidence isn't there. So it's you know, tough one to take after the week we had, battled out two results, the best team in the league arguably, and then come home and drop one that we probably deserve something from. But like a broken record, keep coming in and press conference saying we deserve more than we got out of the game. So at some point we got to step up and take what we deserve.
And you know, 8 matches into the season. Lots of young players on the squad, you mentioned. Anyone really stand out to you for how far they've come since even just the training camp?
Yeah, I mean, I think Cedric's come a long way in the middle of the park. Isaiah has come a long way. Osazi's come a long way, doing some really good things. You know, even Lowell's come a long way in a different way, because he's been put in different positions. So all the young guys are coming in, and at least their attitude's great. They're willing to learn and try to get better every day. And, you know, it's still early doors, and, you know, we're going to have to battle that out this weekend, try and get 3 points on the road, which is we have the ability to do. So we're going to have to go there with confidence and go for 3 points.
Martin, another month, we close the chapter. We're heading to June.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to share some of the lessons and with us on what you've learned on your squad?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have tons of potential. We've not quite reached it yet. I think we've got we're organized and everyone's working hard, which is a given in some ways. But we don't give a lot of chances away, which is really good. Our issue has been more on the attacking end, which sometimes it's a bit of decision making, sometimes it's a bit of quality, or and it just isn't clicking consistently. So we're either making the wrong decision or the quality on the final pass just isn't quite there. So we're getting to great areas and creating chances, but just that final product just isn't consistent right now.
And you've never fielded, you know, a starting or maintain a starting 11 in subsequent games. Is it a strategy or the factors beyond your control?
Factors beyond my control right now.
Okay, that concludes our press conference for today. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Recording stopped.